When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program, and welcome into fall. That's right. When last we spoke, it was still summer. Now, it's my favorite time of year. Already traded in the shorts for jeans. Wore a jacket this morning. Perfect. So, for those of you who get excited for fall activities, but were kind of upset because you were going out on the weekends and until this past weekend, it was still like 75 degrees. Well, now it's our time of year. Now it's time for us to celebrate because it doesn't really last too long. And I did some fall-like activities this weekend. Of course, I was at the hometown Haunts and Hops Horror Convention in Plymouth on Saturday. The rain threw a monkey wrench and everything, so anybody who had come to hear me speak on Ghosts of the Bridgewater Triangle, I apologize. The rain caused all the outdoor vendors to have to come inside, which meant they didn't have the room for my presentation. So, but that's all right. I'll be giving that presentation at various libraries throughout the course of October. So I'll keep you up to date with any of that. So we will obviously be talking about some of that stuff anyway on the air during spooky season. For those of you who got upset Friday because you're like, whoa, they're talking a lot about wrestling. Well, I hope you like paranormal stuff because that's going to be talked quite a bit about in October. If it's not your thing, that's okay. There's other topics we'll discuss too, or we'll just talk to you in November, whatever works for you. But it was great getting out there and seeing people. And then yesterday I had the chance to attend Teddy Good's final match, his final wrestling match ever at Greater New Bedford, Voc-Tech, and what a turnout. Hundreds of people. The stands were filled. So many people came out to support Ted and to see a great show. And not only did we have some of the folks that he announced on Friday when he was with us on the program, but there were some surprises as well, including right off the top, first match of the night, ECW legend Tommy Dreamer was in New Bedford. Of course, the Godfather was there. He also appeared as his alter ego, Papa Shango, earlier in the day at Kojo's Toy World. Funny video from Purchase Street Records on social media of Papa Shango visiting No Problemo and trying to get some of his favorite Mexican food, which wasn't quite on the menu. So you can check out that video there. But all in all, a fun weekend. Hope yours was as well. Also, I talked to a lot of people last night at that event who were WBSM listeners. And I can tell you, they weren't upset about the wrestling talk. So it won't be a regular segment, but every once in a while, you know, when AEW or WWE comes into town, we'll see if we can get some of their stars to come on with us and promote the local shows and just have some fun. Because that's what I like about the morning, is it doesn't have to be all serious. There are a lot of serious things we can discuss, and we will. But we also want to start your day off with a little bit of fun as well. 508-996-0500. That is my number. Not my personal number. So don't call all hours of the day looking for me. But that's the number to call in here. Also, we have App Chat and Open Line voicemails available on the WBSM app. We will continue on with our Money Talks contest this week. We're going to have 10 more codes for you this morning. Well, today, throughout the course of the day. Starting at 8 a.m. and going all the way through 5 p.m. 10 chances to enter to win $30,000. You just got to listen for those codes and then enter them in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app on the Money Talks page. And we've already in the first week had tons of people playing and entering the codes. And I'm really proud of the fact that this time around, I haven't gotten any codes yet in App Chat. So I think everybody's got it figured out. But if you have any questions about how to play, you can always email me, tim@wbsm.com. But it's 10 more chances at $30,000. And each hour there is a $100 winner. But it is probably your best odds ever of winning that much cash. And you're already listening anyway, so you might as well get paid for it. And Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Mirasol's Cafe in Dartmouth and now in Fairhaven. And of course, the Fairhaven location is all the rage, not only because it's new to town, but also because it has a drive-thru. And you can order ahead by downloading the Mirasol's app, which I have on my phone, super easy. And then when you get there, your drink's pretty much all ready to go. So there was some news that happened over the weekend. Of course, the Bulls on Parade. I'll have to maybe play some Rage later when it's appropriate. It's a little too early for Rage Against the Machine now. But 8 bulls escaped from a rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall in Attleboro. 7 of them have been recaptured, 1 still on the loose. And I don't know if this is the first time that they've had the rodeo at the Emerald Square Mall, but this is something that a lot of people are questioning now after the fact. Like, why were they doing this in the mall parking lot and with such minimal fencing? Because you can see the video at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. That fencing was nothing for those bulls. I read an account this morning of a person who lived in the home where I guess 7 of the bulls were found together in somebody's yard. And the guy said, you know, I saw them outside and I said, whoa, those aren't horses. And then he quickly brought his dogs in and called the police. So they were able to send down the wranglers who came down and got those 7. But 1 is still on the lam, bull on the lam. And I think, you know, the rodeo purveyors will certainly have to answer some questions, but I think so will the mall. Like, what other events are you planning, and are you going to have better protection? Because those bulls, think about where the Emerald Square Mall is. It's located right on Route 1, which is a very busy road. And it's not very far from, what's it, 295? So it doesn't take much for a bull, which can cover a lot of ground very quickly, to run out into traffic on one of those roads. And car versus bull, the car might win, but the bull's going to do some significant damage. So we're fortunate that that didn't happen. Whereas we know when the bull got loose in Raynham, that bull caused a car crash. But did you ever think that on the south coast of Massachusetts in Bristol County, because North Attleboro is Bristol County, did you ever think in Bristol County, within the course of about a month, we would have two stories of escaped bulls, and that would be a total of nine escaped bulls? The Raynham case was just one, but then eight in North Attleboro. And if you recall, too, when that bull escaped in Raynham, he had to be euthanized. He had to be shot, put down. And that led to PETA taking out a billboard to, quote, honor him. And I've gone down that highway a bunch since then, but I don't think I've seen that billboard out yet. Or maybe it was only out briefly and I missed it. But I'm sure PETA will not be happy that bulls escaped the rodeo, because they'll be not happy that the rodeo was there to begin with. Now, PETA overall kind of gets a bad rap from people. People like myself who, you know, like to eat meat, think that they go overboard in a lot of cases, and they do, but the important thing is they keep themselves in the conversation about animal welfare. And not everybody that works for PETA and is involved with them is, you know, this extreme about it. And if you want to see insight into PETA, its thinking, its operations, you can check out that show Chimp Crazy on Max and on HBO. Because that really showed kind of what it is that they do on a day-to-day basis in their role of protecting animals. You know, besides the outrageous advertising campaigns and things like that, that's what the people who are involved in the day-to-day fight to protect animals are doing. They're looking for incidents where animals are not living their best life and trying to rectify that situation. And I can't imagine that a rodeo is something that PETA approves of to begin with. But they're really going to have questions because the bulls got loose, but because they got loose so close to a road and could have been struck by a vehicle. So anyway, you can read more about that and see the video at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's pretty funny to watch if you weren't there, but I can imagine it was pretty scary for the people that were there. Like, you see people running to get out of the way and trying to find cover because you didn't know if those bulls were looping back and coming back toward you. Also, unfortunately, this weekend, you know, the news broke on Friday. We had another murder in New Bedford. A woman stabbed to death. But this, you know, I've talked about this before when we had the four murders that happened in August. About how, you know, sometimes there are situations that are not part of a climate of violence, that are not part of a ongoing issue with criminality. Sometimes there are just crimes of passion and things that go wrong. And I think that might have been what this case is. We don't have all the details yet. The suspect, Tyler Baglini, will be arraigned today in New Bedford District Court, and more details will come out. But if I'm looking at this and I'm making any inferences, it's that this was likely a domestic situation. This Baglini person has a history of domestic violence. And other reports at the time, you know, scanner reports indicating that that might have been the case. So these are the kind of things that, while sad and unfortunate and hopefully unavoidable, you don't chalk up to, you know, ongoing criminal activity. Not a danger to the public. But like I said, we will get more details after the arraignment today. But it's just, it's a sad thing when it seems like a person who has issues gets to this point. And I say that because they mentioned, the DA's office mentioned, that Baglini was held at St. Luke's Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. And they don't usually do that if they, you know, think somebody killed someone else in cold blood. This sounds more like some kind of mental illness and a break that happened. But again, like I said, we'll have more details after the arraignment. And of course, to all you kids waking up this morning who attend the East Fairhaven School, you can go back to bed. No school today due to a fire in your school yesterday. And I, as concerning as it is, whenever there's a fire in a school, this one is especially concerning because of what it might have been that caused it. It looks like it was caused by a dual blade window fan plugged into an outlet. So someone just left a fan on over the weekend, and that caused a fire. I think how many of us leave fans on all the time? My bedroom fan is on all the time. Gets warm in there during the day. I just leave it running, blowing the warm air out into the living room. And then when I come home at night and I go to bed, I point the fan at me in the bed. Because, you know, you can't sleep in total silence. You got to have a fan running, right? Doesn't matter how cold it is. The fan has to be on. When I was married, my wife would, well, actually it was before we were married. It was when she first moved in with me. And she asked me, why do you have a fan running in your room, but you sleep with an electric blanket? I'm like, don't ask. Just what makes me comfortable. I don't really sleep with the electric blanket anymore, though. Too warm. 508-996-0500. Again, app chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Not only do we have the Money Talks contest continuing, we also have a new ticket giveaway going on this week. Another week of stand-up comedy. Congratulations to our winners last week who won tickets to see Eddie Izzard October 6th at the Vets in Providence. But this week, we are giving away tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco, one of the hottest comedians out there today, at TD Garden on Friday, October 4th. And this is a big show. And you can enter to win those tickets now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where they're going to be having the fall favorites tasting happening this coming Saturday. You'll be able to stop by and try some really, really good, really unique liquors. And you can get raffle tickets for some beautiful glassware and other prizes that will all help benefit the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So that's actually, if you're not familiar with where the Fairhaven Veterans Center is, it's in the plaza that there's now the armory there, the collectibles and gaming store. It's where, what was it, Golden Chopsticks was. And then there was way back in the day, that's where Pockets moved to, the pool place over there by St. Anne's. So stop by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, which is a little bit further up Route 6, Huddleston Avenue, 115 Huddleston Avenue, and get your raffle tickets any day. You don't have to wait for Saturday to get those raffle tickets. Go in today and buy yourself an armful, but then come back on Saturday for the Fall Favorites tasting. And don't forget, too, anytime you stop by Stevie's, they do have that purple dot on so many items that you can ask for a sample to try it before you buy it. Right now, I've got to take a break. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And unfortunately, records are going to be the only way you can hear REO Speedwagon anymore because the band's breaking up. Bassist Bruce Hall, back surgery, couldn't return to the road. Kevin Cronin, lead singer, he's had problems as well, so... that led to some disagreements in the band and irreconcilable differences. So now they have broken up. But we're going to keep on loving you, REO Speedwagon. And we just can't fight that feeling anymore. Just like I can no longer fight the need to go into the newsroom and get all an update from Phil Devitt.
Trump's alleged would-be assassin due in court today. The search is on in Alabama for a mass shooter and a diabetes drug's surprising other benefit.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The man authorities believe wanted to shoot former President Trump on a Florida golf course has a detention hearing scheduled for today. Ryan Wesley Routh was caught not long after Secret Service agents allegedly saw him sticking a rifle out of the bushes on Trump's golf club in Palm Beach. Prosecutors are expected to argue that Routh should be held in custody while awaiting trial. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his chamber is planning to vote this week a stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government open through December 20th. The government is set to begin a shutdown at the beginning of next month if no action is taken. Four people are dead and at least 18 others injured after a mass shooting late Saturday night in a Birmingham, Alabama entertainment district. DeJean Singleton witnessed the aftermath.
Very scary. Very. Like, when I walked up when it was, like, just ended because everybody was screaming. It was people crying.
Birmingham Police Chief Scott Thurman said investigators believe the shooting was a hit and the targeted individual is among the deceased. At a news conference, Thurman said police believe someone was willing to pay money to have that person killed. The chief added that the number of shooters is still unclear and urged anyone with information to come forward. The ATF and the FBI are assisting in a search for suspects. One person is dead following the mid-air collision of two small planes in the Lancaster, California area Sunday. The planes crashed around 1 p.m., according to the Los Angeles County Fire Department. One pilot was declared dead at the scene. The other sustained no injuries. Senator Lindsey Graham says North Carolina candidate for Governor Mark Robinson must offer a stronger defense to allegations he made sexually explicit and racially charged comments online. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the South Carolina Republican said Robinson should be given a chance to offer a credible defense.
He needs to do more, in my view. He has a right to defend himself. He has an obligation to defend himself.
Graham went on to say he doesn't believe the allegations will cost former President Trump North Carolina in the upcoming election. He didn't say whether or not Trump should pull his endorsement of Robinson either. The embattled candidate for governor denies recent reporting by CNN revealing comments he allegedly posted on forums and pornography websites. Motel chain Motel 6 is being bought out by the parent company of Oyo, a hotel contractor based in India. Blackstone Investment Firm, which owns Motel 6's parent company, G6 Hospitality, announced Friday the all-cash deal is worth $525 million. The contract will be finalized by the end of the year. And metformin, a drug commonly used to treat diabetes, is gaining attention for its possible anti-aging effects. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
A new study from experts in China and partners in the U.S. found that after giving macaque monkeys metformin, it slowed aging in various organs, including the brain. The 40-month study involved 36 monkeys, which were given metformin daily. After a series of physical and cognitive tests, along with tissue sampling and brain imaging, the team found evidence of biological aging slowing. The organs in which aging slowed included the kidneys, lungs, and skin by 5 and 3 years individually. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox swept their doubleheader with the Minnesota Twins after collecting an 8-1 victory in the first game, a 9-3 win in the nightcap at Fenway. Boston visits the Toronto Blue Jays for a 3-game series that begins tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday morning. Mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 50s. 64 will be the high this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Low 70s is the average normal temperature. We are well below average. Mostly cloudy, upper 50s overnight. The cloud cover will continue, and that is thanks to that onshore flow. We're looking forward to a warming trend as we head into the weekend. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat. Open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And if you don't have the app already downloaded, just go to your app store. Type in WBSM and you will find our app. And if you can find it there, if you don't use an app store, which I don't know how you get apps otherwise, you can go to WBSM.com on the listen tab. And there's a page there that will send it directly to the email that you use on your phone. And why do you want to have the WBSM app? Well, it makes everything about WBSM so much easier. It puts it right in the palm of your hand. So you can hear our live broadcast anytime with the stream on the app. You can catch our podcasts right there on the app in case you miss any of our local programming. You can also get breaking news alerts when there is a story that we think is worth your attention. We also have all of our stories right there for you to read anytime. Plus contests. You can get live traffic and weather information. Sometimes we put out traffic alerts if there's a backup or something we need to let you know about. You can use it as the alarm to wake you up in the morning. So this can be the first voice that you hear. How's that for a thought? And the other great thing about the app, it's all free, and it's brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing. So if you haven't downloaded it already, you can do so. And one of the great features, well, a couple of the great features, are easy ways to communicate with us. You can call directly from the app into the station. You can record your voice and send that over for us to play on the air with the open line feature. And you can send app chat messages, which are basically just texting us here in the studio, like Jeff in Fall River did this morning, talking about those bulls that escaped in North Attleboro, and the one that remains, he says, Sammy the Bull is on the lam. I think this bull is going to become a folk hero here if they don't capture him soon. But that video, if you haven't seen it, you can see it at WBSM.com and on the app in the story there. Imagine being on the other side of that fence and seeing those 8 bulls coming at you. Imagine those cars on Route 1. That are driving alongside the mall area there. There's some footage as well that's out there of someone driving down the road and seeing the bulls running alongside the road. I would just be terrified that thing was coming for me. If that bull gored itself into the car, oh man. And I saw someone make the joke, like, oh, I hope nobody drove by in a red car. But I think we all understand now that bulls aren't attracted to the color red. It's not the red cape waving that gets them. It's the fact that the cape is waving. It's the motion that gets them. It's the motion that draws their attention. But still, I wouldn't want to take that chance if I was, you know, taking my red Corvette out for a spin on a Sunday. But yeah, that was some pretty crazy footage. If you ever encounter a bull out in the wild, do not try to engage it. Whether it be this escaped bull or whether it be any other bull, do not try to engage it. Immediately call the authorities. Let them handle it. Because you never know when a bull, it might seem docile, it might seem like it's not aggravated, agitated, but you never know when a bull is going to decide to attack. I shouldn't say attack, because it's not, it's just trying to defend itself, but keep you away from it. But don't take that chance. In fact, don't take that chance with any animal. If you don't know it, avoid it. I guess, you know, that doesn't count if you're walking up and down the street and encounter somebody's dog on their leash. But when you encounter a dog unattended, be careful. Because just remember that story of the woman last week in Dartmouth that was attacked by the coyote and is now undergoing that series of very painful rabies shots. And anybody who's ever gone through rabies shots can tell you it's not something that you want to have to happen twice. 508-996-0500. There's another story out there this morning that there was a, this comes from WCVB, there was an early morning pursuit that ended with a crash into the Kingston Fire Station. So just before 1 a.m., police received a call about three masked individuals trying to gain entry into a home. And the person, I guess, that lives there called them and said that they were headed to another residence trying to do another home invasion. So they dispatched cruisers to the area. Then officers spotted a vehicle matching what was given to them in the description by the caller. And then the police saw people inside appear to be removing clothing. They tried to pull the car over, but then the car took off. The pursuit lasted about 2 miles and took about 2 minutes worth of time. When the vehicle lost control, left the road and struck station one of the Kingston Fire Department, causing damage. The driver initially ran from the crash, but returned with injuries and was arrested. All three of the people involved are juveniles. And they believe that the vehicle that they were in was stolen as well. So that's all just something that's happened in the last few hours out there in Kingston, Massachusetts. And also a sad story out of the town of Methuen, which was a popular topic of conversation, not this story, but the town, over the weekend when I was at that horror convention in Plymouth. Because if you remember last year, there was a horror movie that came out called Thanksgiving that was supposedly taking place in Plymouth, but they filmed it in Canada because the town of Plymouth wouldn't let them film there. They decided that that movie wasn't worthy of filming in Plymouth. So Eli Roth, the director, said, fine, we'll film it in Vancouver. But there's a line in that film where one of the characters says, why don't you go back to Methuen? So that was brought up quite a bit as we were talking about that movie. But in Methuen, their mayor, Neil Perry, who has been the mayor since 2020, has passed away at the age of 65. Perry had battled a number of health issues in recent years, but he still, as they say, he lived, slept, breathed for Methuen, and so he still battled through those illnesses and did the job each and every day. And the community is heartbroken over the loss of him. He seems to have been a beloved figure. They say that he turned Methuen around and brought a new level of respect and integrity to the office of mayor. But they now have a city councilor serving as acting mayor, and they will have a special election in 60 days. I'm going to take a break here, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And it was a Sunday without Patriots football yesterday because the Patriots played on Thursday night. But they'll be back in action this coming Sunday. The Patriots are going to look to get back on track this Sunday when they visit the San Francisco 49ers. The Pats had a rocky start against the Jets and never recovered. But Drake May did get his first taste of NFL regular season action. Will he be under center in San Fran, or will Coach Gerard Mayo stick with Jacoby Brissett? Patriots 49ers kickoff is at 4:05 on Sunday with pregame on WBSM beginning at 1 p.m. And remember, the New England Patriots all season long right here on WBSM. And if you don't want to listen to the game and you want to hear regular WBSM programming, you can do that on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So here are the games on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. Here are regular programming on the WBSM app and WBSM.com. And people ask, well, why is that? Why can't I hear the game on the app? Well, two reasons. One, we want to have people have the option of hearing our regular programming. But also, two, the NFL says you can't stream those games on your app or on your website. So it works out for the folks that don't want to listen to the Patriots. But, I mean, I don't know why you don't want to, because even if the game isn't exciting, Scott Zolak makes it exciting to listen to, because you never know what he's going to say next. We're at a time right now where you have some analysts covering Boston sports on the radio. And as we all know, Joe Castiglione is going to be retiring. Mike Gorman retired this year. Jack Edwards retired. So we're seeing some change happen. But what we're also seeing is the era of the character. I think Cedric Maxwell has been one for quite a while. He says some very funny things during the course of a broadcast, but Zolak takes it to a new level. He's like that in real life too. 508-996-0500. We were talking this morning about that murder that happened Friday in New Bedford in the West End. The suspect, Tyler Baglini, will be arraigned this morning. In the stabbing death of 31-year-old Kerry Fidalgo. And as I mentioned earlier, Baglini was indicted by a grand jury in 2019 for allegedly assaulting his then spouse multiple times over a 6-month period. He was indicted on charges then of domestic first degree sexual assault, domestic assault by strangulation, and 2 counts of domestic simple assault and battery. So this is someone who apparently has a history of violence. And the DA's office said in their release that he was taken to St. Luke's Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. So there's, no danger to the public here. This is not any kind of ongoing issue. This seems like it was a domestic issue. But again, we'll get more details later today when he is arraigned. Got one more break here to take this hour. We'll be back in just a few moments.
What have you done?
And welcome back in. We're going to be going to the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more with you. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we'll also have coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, your first Money Talks code of the day. So 10 opportunities throughout the course of the day, 10 codes. Each code is your chance to enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Each one gets you an entry toward the $30,000 grand prize. And again,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.